This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sweet 16 tonight, first four games feature in order Clemson and Arizona to kick things off in the West region out in L.A. Just after 7 o'clock, that tip. Arizona is a 7.5-point favorite. Then at 7:39, you get the East region, which is being played up in Boston. You get UConn and San Diego State. UConn right now, there are some 12s out there, and so I am going to use those 12s here momentarily, but 11.5, 12-point favorites are the defending champs in a rematch of last year's national championship game. Then at 9:39, back to the West in L.A. for Carolina and Alabama. The Heels is a one seed. They are 4.5-point favorites over Alabama, and then the last game tipping off sometime after 10 p.m. from Boston, Boston's TD Garden, Illinois and Iowa State. Right now, Illinois' Terrence Shannon, probably along with Mark Sears at Alabama, two of the players of the tournament so far. Look, I thought the tournament was pretty good. There were a lot of blowouts, but there were a lot of memorable games. And you end up with great matchups in the Sweet 16 because we saw all of the favorites advance. Like tonight, I'm looking forward to seeing what Clemson can do against Arizona. I'm not a big believer in Tommy Lloyd's team necessarily. Brad Brownell's never had any legitimate success. I think this is only his second trip to the Sweet 16, and he's been at Clemson now forever. Chase Hunter's playing really well. He's in addition to rebounding and scoring, he's got like four or five steals in two games in their wins over New Mexico and Baylor. Both games were games in which they were underdogs, even though they were the higher-seeded team against New Mexico. They were the underdog. I mean, I give Clemson a shot tonight against Arizona. The Carolina-Alabama game, I mean, there are two things about tonight. I didn't think they could make a point spread high enough to get people to bet San Diego State against UConn, and I am right so far. The line keeps going up, and the overwhelming action is still on UConn. And I didn't think, Denton, that they'd be able to make a total high enough for people to bet the under in the Alabama-North Carolina game, but I think they did. It's 173.5, the total in that game, and the action is pretty split on the over and the under. But good games tonight, good matchups. I think in some ways, you know, tonight and tomorrow night are kind of equal in terms of the storylines. Again, you don't have, you know, you don't have a small conference team. I mean, I understand that Gonzaga is, and that San Diego State technically, you know, but these are teams that have been big time tournament teams. NC State's the lowest seeded team, but I think we got two really good nights of Sweet 16 games coming up. I'll get to my smell test picks here in a moment. But of the four games tonight, Denton, the one you're looking forward to watching the most is what?
So I'm all over Illinois and Iowa State. I think that is the most compelling matchup to me, just because you have one team that's really good at offense with one really good player, and then you have another team who I couldn't really name anybody on that team, but I know they're really good at defense. So I'm intrigued by how Illinois State is going to end up playing out. And then, I mean, UNC is my champ, so I want to see them perform well. I'm very upset that the Illinois-Iowa State game is at 10. I'll stay up and watch it, but just I'm upset that that's the game at 10 and not the games that are in L.A. tipping off at 10. That's weird to me. I hate when they do it that way, but I understand you want UNC.
Well, they had the first game of the day on, was it Saturday or Sunday, was Salt Lake City.
Yeah, it was dumb.
11 a.m. local time. I don't know why they can't figure that out. Why would you, when you have East Coast and Midwest options in particular, why would your first game of the day, which tips off at 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock? No, it was 1 o'clock Sunday. Why would it be in Salt Lake City? I don't understand that. Like, there were plenty of options on Sunday. That first game of the day on Sunday was Colorado Marquette, right?
Yeah.
And that was in Salt Lake.
I mean, I guess it's because they want to position certain teams in bigger windows.
Was that in Salt Lake?
Yeah, it was.
Was that the game I'm thinking of?
Well, if it wasn't that game, it was the round of the 64. It was one of the day or round of 64.
No. It was one of the – because they have the standalone games on Saturday and Sunday to start the day, right? And so that first day, was one of the 2 days, they started in Salt Lake on Mountain Time, and it was 11 a.m. local time. So I think that was Sunday. It was a great game, the Colorado-Marquette game. Don't get me wrong. It was great.
That game was in Indiana.
Okay. Then was it Dayton, Arizona the day before?
Must have been. Yeah. That would make more sense because you have Arizona on the West Coast. Yeah. So that started 12:45 our time, which is about 10:45 their time.
Yeah, that was Salt Lake City. You're right. That was Saturday. You had so many options on that day to tip off in an East Coast time zone or a Midwest time zone at 12:45. That would have made more sense. But anyway, beyond that, you were saying about tonight.
So, I mean, I'm intrigued with North Carolina and Alabama. I mean, we just saw Alabama not score a lot of points and not allow the opposition to score a lot of points. So how that's going to fare, I'm intrigued with. I think it's hilarious that San Diego State and UConn, which is literally a rematch of the championship last year, feels like it's getting zero attention. It's just flying under the radar because nobody thinks that San Diego State stands a chance against UConn. I can't blame them. UConn's a juggernaut. I don't know how you stop them, especially if you're a team like San Diego State where you don't have as much talent. I do think, by the way, that Clemson can pull the upset over Arizona. If you're looking for an upset today, it'd either be Clemson or Bama.
So the San Diego State UConn game, I don't think that anybody's giving San Diego State a chance. And I'm not sitting here telling you that I'm going to give them a chance to win the game. I am going to give them a chance to cover, and you'll hear that coming up here shortly. But the kid, Jaden Ledee, has been really, really solid. They are a very good defensive team. The issue for them, and they shot lights out against Yale. They, you know, they beat Yale by like 30 in that second round game after Yale had knocked off Auburn. And they made 13 of 27 from behind the arc. That's the key tonight. They're going to get occasional stops. I could see them playing, you know, a tough, hard-nosed game against UConn for a while. Some teams have, and then eventually they just run out of gas, and UConn runs away from them at the end. But the only way you can stay in these games against almost anybody at this point is you've got to knock down three-point shots.
Yeah.
Have to do that. And they haven't been a good three-point shooting team, San Diego State, during the course of the year, but they were on Saturday. And sometimes you have teams that have guys with decent strokes that don't have high percentages. And you should, you know, I guess it's easy to say that over the course of 30-some games, the percentages, you are who you are. But we've seen teams that haven't shot it well and come in as a low percentage team, but they get hot. And it's usually because actually the guys shoot it well. They just haven't had as much success with the final result, meaning it comes off their fingertips okay. Last year, San Diego State was in it in the first half, and then UConn kind of pulled away towards the end of the first half and ended up winning that national championship game by 17. I think they will defend. I think they're well coached. But they're going to have to score. They're going to have to knock down big time some three-point shots. And I'm talking about they're going to have to make, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 10 to have any chance to cover. I mean, Northwestern was a good three-point shooting team during the course of the year, 4 for 15. You know, if they had knocked down a couple more, they would have had an easy cover and the game would have ended up somewhere inside 10 points. But they couldn't knock down shots. I'm not even going to look at UConn's first round game against Stetson. San Diego State and Northwestern are sort of similar, but I am kind of looking forward to seeing if UConn's going to get tested. You know, everybody seems to get tested at least once, and maybe that comes for, you know, with UConn in the next round. But so here are my plays, my smell test plays. There are two sides that are massive public sides tonight. They are North Carolina and Connecticut. I said at the beginning of the week, I don't think they'll be able to make a number high enough to get the public off UConn. And that's true. That line opened at 10. It went to 10.5. It went to 11. It's at 11.5 in a lot of spots. It'll go to 12. This is actually overwhelming public money moving the line. It's not necessarily sharp money. I talk a lot about most line movements are typically sharp bettors moving lines. In this case, they're trying to get people. They're trying to incentivize people to bet San Diego State, and that's why they keep upping the number. So there are some 12s out there right now. So I'm going to take San Diego State in the smell test plus the 12. Understanding that every sports book, legal and illegal, tonight will need San Diego State to cover. And then the public loves North Carolina off of their impressive showing against Michigan State after a slow start. And Alabama just can't guard. They can't guard anybody, but they can score, and Mark Sears is having a hell of a tournament. That line is perceived to be short by the betting public, so they are all over the heels. I'll take Bama plus the 4.5. Those are the two selections. I thought I was going to bet the under or need the under in that game, but surprisingly, there is a lot of under action on Alabama, North Carolina, two teams that no one would be surprised if this game ends up in the 90s or even the hundreds. We've already had some regulation 100-plus point both team games. I mean, we had Colorado, Florida, 102 to 100. So those are the two sides. Clemson, Arizona is actually somewhat split. I thought I might need Clemson. And I thought for sure the public would be betting heavily on Illinois, and they're really not. so far. That action is somewhat split as well. So the two plays are San Diego State plus 12, Alabama plus 4.5. I'm 10-9 so far on my tournament smell test picks. Feel very lucky to be that way, considering how big of a weekend the public ended up having last weekend. It might shift back starting tonight. We shall see. Looking forward to the games. Got a couple of other things to finish up the show with when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980 and TheTeam980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.